Chris Bassett here, and this is the I Drank Too Much This Weekend podcast. On this episode of the podcast, I'll be talking about my trip to Phoenix, Arizona. I rode the train, I flew a plane, and I got to go to Vegas. Let's get into it. So, one of the things that I did when I was in Phoenix, recommended by TripAdvisor, right? So I was, you know, I used Airbnb and TripAdvisor to kind of plan the trip. And one of the top recommendations on TripAdvisor was to take the metro, which is like the rail, the train, through town. So on the second day there, I decided it'd be a good idea just to, you know, take the train through town, look at some of the stuff. So I Google mapped where the train station was at on the furthest side of town. And it takes about 2 hours one way. So you go 2 hours one way and then 4 hours round trip. So I drive the rental car over to the train station and I purchase a all-day train ticket for $4. I go ahead and I get on the train. I talked to the conductor a little bit. I'm like, hey, how's it going? You know, I'm from Iowa and, you know, I'm just taking a trip on the train. And he was like, huh? Like, so apparently the train isn't really used recreationally, I suppose. So as I'm driving, you know, as we're driving through the different stops on the train, you know, I'm taking in the scenery. I'm looking around and taking note of all the different businesses. So, yeah, I'll give you a guess, right? What are the top three businesses that were in downtown Phoenix? All right, well, number one, used car dealerships. Like, there's a fucking used car dealership every block. And I understand why. Because while I was driving in Phoenix, everyone is a fucking asshole. They drive like 30 miles an hour of the speed limit. They're weaving in and out of traffic. And it's just ridiculous. Like the 101, the 202, 303, and the I-10, maniacs. So I, you know, a side note, I was driving on the 101 around 4:30, 5 p.m. And there was a huge accident ahead. And an SUV had gotten sideswiped, flipped over on the top, and like skid off the side of the road. So I got to witness like that happen. And then the lady that was the driver was crawling out of the window. She looked unharmed, but she had on purple scrubs. So she was a nurse. So whatever broken bones or whatever, yeah, she'll fix it herself. Just kick her shit to the side so we can keep traffic moving. And then about a mile further down the road, there was another accident. Two people, somebody rear-ended another person, two car accident. Like, what the hell, Phoenix? Quit trashing your cars. You won't need so many used car dealerships. But I see the need, right? It's like, hey, I'm going to fuck up my car and I'll just go get another one. Okay, so that was one of the businesses. Number two, Mexican food, of course. Duh, there's a Mexican restaurant like every block. And Phoenix does have some amazing Mexican food, really good stuff. A little plug for Filiberto's. It's like a drive-through restaurant where you can get full plates of, you know, fajitas, chicken enchiladas, like a full like sit-down, but in a to-go carrier. And so I had that one day. It was pretty good. Okay, number three. You'll never guess. Number three, dentists. Like, Phoenix, how fucking bad are your teeth? You gotta have, like, 200 dentists downtown. I don't know. Whatever. I think the reasoning behind that is the online, like, Phoenix, Arizona, whatever, online class must have dentistry. So you pay your $200, and then you can put a sign in front of your house to be a dentist. I don't know. It was just, I've never seen so many dentists in my life. So driving through, town, checking out all the different, you know, businesses, this and that. I drive past the, you know, the library, the college, the football stadium, baseball stadium. And we get to the other side of town. And this is right around 4 o'clock. And apparently at 4 o'clock, the homeless shelter closes. So homeless people start piling on the train because it has air conditioning. And it's, you know, a good place to take a nap. And so I'm watching from my seat out the window. And I see, I don't know if it's a man or a woman. It's amorphic. I don't know. It doesn't really have any genderized features. But it's wearing long sleeves, long pants. And it's standing on the train. The door opens. It just pisses itself. There, you can just see a puddle. There's just a puddle just runs down its legs. And I'm like, that's nice. So the conductor stops the person from getting on. Like, hey, you can't get on. And it's like, why? What's going on? Like, well, your pants are all wet. It's like, well, how'd that happen? Like, well, drugs. That's how that happened. So doesn't let that person on. We start returning through a couple other stops. And the another gentleman goes to get on. And he's probably, I don't know, 5'8", mid-40s, little overweight. He's wearing a gray t-shirt that is just fucking soaked. Like, he's been sweating. Like, not a normal human should. And he gets on, and he's kind of, his pants are not really buckled or belted, and he's barely holding them up. Like, this is promising. So he gets on the train, and he stumbles towards the back, kind of by himself out of the way. And, you know, there's me and then a few other passengers, and we're kind of looking at him like, this doesn't look good. And so as we're, you know, train takes off again, and as we're moving, you hear, whoa, 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 whoa. So he's barking from the back, and not at anyone, I just think in general, it's making weird noises. So the train comes to a stop, and conductor walks back there, and he's like, come on, man, you gotta get off the train right now. So he kicks this guy off the train, and as the conductor walks past me, I'm like, what was that guy doing? And he's like, man, there's one every time. I say, what? And he's like, he was jacking off back there. Sweet. Sweet. So homeless dudes cranking one out to the train. All right. Sweet. Nice. But yeah, so TripAdvisor, you need to take that recommendation off your list because that is no place for visitors when they come to Phoenix. Yes, thank you. So one of the other fun things about my trip to Phoenix, I thought it'd be a good idea to schedule a flight on an old World War II biplane, a Stearman. So let me paint a picture for you. So the night before, you know, the flight into Phoenix was fine. Landed, and I went and I picked up the rental car. When I got into town, it seemed that a lot of the Wi-Fi service was out. So I don't know what the internet provider is down in Phoenix. I think the name is Cox. So, Cox, you suck, Cox. But the internet provider was, you know, acting up, and I couldn't schedule a place to stay. So I ended up I'm just going to tough it out. I'm going to sleep in the car tonight. So I find an empty parking lot close to the airfield for the next, because next day is when I'm going to, you know, fly the plane. So I find an empty lot and I park in a parking lot underneath some trees, kind of out of the light. And I don't know if you guys have ever slept in a Volkswagen Jetta. But the seats, like, wrap around your shoulders, and it shoves your head up into your neck. And so it was pretty uncomfortable. And you don't obviously have a bathroom, so I just pissed in a cup that I had sitting in there, and I just threw it out the window. It works, whatever. Next morning, go to meet the guy, and he texts me. He's like, hey, you know, it was raining or there's bad weather, so we'll meet up a little bit later. I'm like, okay. So I find some stuff to do. I drive out to the airfield at the newer time, the later time, and I meet the guy. And he's a pretty decent guy. He's used to train pilots, and that was the Stearman was an old World War II training plane, and so he's trained, you know, a ton of people with it, and he had a flight school. He was a flight school instructor. What I didn't understand was, you know, he still had on the old World War II jumpsuit as a pilot, and he hadn't washed it since World War II. I'm like, good Lord, man. I just paid you $200 to fly me around for an hour. You couldn't at least bought a bar of soap or something? he was a little ripe. He was a little funky. But so as long as I stayed downwind, you know, it was good. It's when we were in the plane, right, I was ahead of him and he was behind me, so I didn't have to smell him. But so we walk around the plane, check it out. He goes over how the radio works. And it's like old school. Like, it has like sticks and shit that control the wings, the ailerons, elevators, and the joystick, or the stick for the controls, is like a bat. It's like a wooden, like, Louisville Slugger, like high tech. So, which that's how it was back then. So, but yeah, so he goes over the, you know, the instructions, what to do, take the plane up. Once we get away from the airport a few miles, then he lets me take control, and I kind of flew over some of the mountains and stuff, like Camelback Mountain, kind of flew around there, and it was a lot of fun. One thing that was kind of goofy, once we got up there, you know, he was like, okay, you know, if I need to take control, you know, I'll talk to you through the radio, then I'll shake the stick. And he was trying to do a maneuver, trying to show me a maneuver, and my hands weren't on my stick, but he was like, I can't move it. Well, he had put in like an old couch cushion for a chair, and so it was blocking the stick. I'm like, oh, okay, let me fix it. You know, whatever, I guess. No more cushions in here. But, you know, the flight went well, and we land the plane, and then, you know, he was basically like, get out of here. So, like I said, I had a good time, and he's a little bit of an odd duck, but it was fun flying the plane. Vegas, woo! I mean, really, right? I was so close to Vegas. How could you not? So on, you know, towards the end of the trip, I went ahead and I drove up the I-93 from Phoenix to Vegas, going north. And if you ever get the chance, you know, take it. It's a gorgeous drive. It's really hilly, up and down, left and right. There's all sorts of, like, volcanic rock and weird-looking vegetation, Joshua trees. It's a really beautiful drive. So as I'm driving in towards Vegas, right, I do the drive, start heading in towards Vegas. I'm like, this place is gross. Right there, because as I'm hitting the horizon, I just see there's like a cloud over the city, and it just looks like smog. Well, I talked to somebody else later, and they're like, no, that's the wildfires getting, you know, that's pushing in from California, and it's creating all this smoke. And like, okay, so I'm coming into Vegas right around 3 o'clock or so rush hour traffic, and I head downtown towards the strip, because yeah, you gotta walk the strip, right? So come in, I find a decent parking space, you know, pretty close to the strip. You know, as I was looking for parking, you know, a lot of it's paid, but I just kind of snuck into like a little restaurant, and I went in and had something to eat, and then I was like, hey, I'm just going to park the car here while I walk around. So I start walking up towards the strip. You know, I'm going to walk, you know, to the south side and then back to, because I parked on the north side by the needle or whatever that's called, Stratosphere. And so I start heading that direction. And it's not late enough for all the creeps to be out, but there's a few, right? So I'll give you an idea of a couple of the characters that I ran into while I was walking on the strip. So, you know, escorts are legal. There's a lot of strip clubs. I think prostitution's legal, so there's guys that are paid that just, like, stand out on the strip to hand out like porn. So I think the idea is like, you know, I was walking and I ran into a chubby older Mexican guy with sunglasses on, and he didn't speak any English. He was like, "See," and he just like poked these cards at me, and I said, "What's this?" And he was like, "Eh." All right, guy. So I take it, and it was like half naked playing cards that had phone numbers for escorts on it. I'm like, cool, all right, whatever. So I don't think he spoke any English outside of like, like a noise. But then, so as I'm walking through the strip, I'm not going to stereotype, but I am. So, you know, there's a lot of weed, right? A lot of blunts, a lot of pipes, whatever. And go figure, like, it's all black dudes smoking blunts. Like, every time I can smell weed, I look over, I'm like, oh, there's a black guy with a blunt. So I'm like, gonna stereotype. Black guys like their weed. And all the white guys I saw, all the white guys, they were had backwards baseball caps on and like Bush Light. So had some observational humor going on in my head. But so walking the strip, and it's cool because you can go in and out of the casinos, and you can kind of follow a path, and there's escalators, and then there's like people that are performing on the street, musicians and you know, different things. And one thing I did find pretty interesting is they have like the Las Vegas showgirls, and they are wearing basically bikinis, and they try to get a picture with you. So these two, I think they were like Filipinas, come walking over, and they're like, picture? I say, what? And they're like, picture? Like, you want to get a picture with me? They're like, yeah, yeah. I'm like, okay, yeah, sure, why not? Take a picture with them, do a couple poses or whatever, and then they're like, we take tips. I'm like, I'm sure you do. They're like, we like $100 bills. I'm like, ah, fuck you. They're like, we'll take 20s, 50s, and 100s. I'm like, yeah, you can have like $5. And then once I try to talk to him, like, so, you know, you guys, what's interesting in Vegas? They didn't speak English, I don't think, because then they were like, we don't know what you're saying. Like, wow, okay, good deal. That's awesome. But I did walk through a couple of the casinos, and then I saw the fountains at Bellagio. That was kind of neat. And then I had to get back because the next day I was taking, like, a tour to the Grand Canyon. So, you know, if you do go to Vegas, I didn't really gamble, but if you do go to Vegas, I'd recommend, you know, just kind of walking around on the strip, you know, in the evening so you can really check out the freaks. but yeah, I was there about mid-afternoon, so it was still interesting nevertheless. And yeah, I would definitely schedule another trip with some buddies or something and go down and cause some trouble. Hey everybody, I just wanted to say thanks for listening. If you're listening on Spotify, Apple, Google, go ahead and throw me that rating. You know I'm worth those 5 stars. Also, if you aren't following or subscribed, what the hell are you doing? Just give me that one pee-pee touch. I do like it when people run around topless. However, I'm selling t-shirts and beer mugs, so check that out at chrisbassettcreator-spring.com. There's a link down in the description because I can't fucking talk. Also, if you're listening on Spotify, hit the support button down below. Give me 99 cents so I can buy a beer because I hate my fucking liver. All right, later, masturbators.